Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays. Stokers and Beer, again, can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We talk about a lot of NFL topics because this is a football talk show. Well, we also cover in the NBA, NCAA, men's and women's sports, NHL, Major League Baseball. We're broadcast live from Chula Vista, California, WBESC. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:15 a.m., and it is 47 degrees Fahrenheit, partly sunny in San Diego, California. Our topic for today is NFL Week 15 Monday Night Football Recap. Those who will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most in front of a live global audience. Topics covered but not limited to will be Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, and the LA Rams. Other topics will be scores and action from NBA, NHL, NCAA men's and women's sports, and Major League Baseball signings. All right, let's get off into it, everybody. The late night dog wants to apologize to everybody this morning for coming to work a little bit late. As I was coming into the office, I had a situation I needed to deal with. And like I tell everybody, I always encourage you, when you start these radio shows, podcasts, TV shows, and stuff like this, I have a group of people that you're working with just in case something comes up in your life, emergency happens, something comes up, you have someone else at the helm that can fill in until you get on deck. But with that being said, my apologies for being late to work this morning. But nevertheless, I'm here. I'll have to give myself a counseling slip from showing up for work late. I don't want to counsel other people for being late, and I don't counsel myself. So if you guys want to call in and check me on being late or correct me on being late, counsel me on being late, feel free to DM me at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D. That's Ferran, capital S-P-O-R-T, Sports, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. If you want to call in and DM me with a counseling statement for being late for work. So I'll take it. Anyway, with that being said, last night's game, not too eventful in my opinion. It wasn't like a I didn't really see the sparks. I didn't really see anything in the game that really made me want to stay tuned through the whole thing. Matter of fact, in the fourth quarter after Baker Mayfield threw that pick, I turned it. I believe that was the fourth quarter or late third quarter, somewhere. And I just turned the channel. You know, when you have a full weekend of football, then the bowl games are here now too. Sometimes, you know, you can only watch so much football, and then when the game that you're trying to watch is not too eventful, you know, you turn the page. Last night looked like Green Bay. They pretty much threw the ball ran the ball well. Green Bay was trying to run the ball well. It's cold, 15 degrees, if I'm correct, out there at Lambeau Field. So it was pretty chilly, pretty cold. Looked like everybody was pretty much cold last night. I saw the media experts out there. They were wearing their big hats last night, their fur hats last night. That's how cold it was out there at Lambeau Field. At the frozen tundra. But the bottom line is Green Bay Packers, they did defeat the Los Angeles Rams with Baker Mayfield at the helm. They did defeat them last night. So, you know, it wasn't a big eventful game for Baker Mayfield. I thought Baker would have came out, you know, like he did last week on fire. But, you know, I believe that's been Baker's knock, you know, consistency. However, I really don't blame him for the loss. I mean, it was the collective team effort. I mean, Baker's coming in a relief role for the last couple games. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I'm quite sure with it being the fact that they got Matthew Stafford, they're going to probably send Baker Mayfield packing unless he's going to be in a support role as a second team guy. That's probably going to be up to him how he wants to do that. I think they'll probably give him a choice. Hey man, stay around, you know, stay around, learn a little bit from Stafford, who is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Stay around, learn from Stafford. You know, he's been in the same type of situation you've been in on the bad Detroit team for all those years. So maybe, you know, you can stay here, learn from him, and maybe when he gets ready to hang it up, since he's a little older. Or once we don't want to pay him what he wants, he'll move on, and then we'll give you the keys to the kingdom and see if we can work around your strengths, and possibly, you know, offer you a long-term contract. I think that's possible that could happen with Baker Mayfield, but you never know. It is just, you know, I think when it comes down to the quarterback position, I think when it comes down to sports in general, stay young. You know, the best thing to do is stay young. I'm not saying young is young in coaching, because some of these young coaches, you know, from what I'm seeing, well, I don't even want to say that. Let me not even say that, because I was going to say that some of these young coaches aren't doing so well, but you do have a lot of young coaches that are doing good, so I can't say that. But when it comes down to performance on the football field, you got to get younger. You got to get younger and stay younger, because the bottom line is wisdom is good when it comes down to coaching. Wisdom is good when it comes down to, you know, running a team, running an organization. You know, when it comes down to the dollars, you know, wisdom is always good. So when you're talking about putting a professional athlete on the football field, the bottom line is my mantra is always bigger, stronger, faster. Bigger, stronger, faster, younger. Bigger, stronger, faster, younger. Because youth brings bigger, stronger. Quite sure that since he's getting a little bit older, they'll be trying to send him packing or definitely restructuring his contract down to where he's going to have to take what they're offering so they can get some more pieces in there around him to try to win another Super Bowl. So, you know, we'll see what happens with all that stuff. But last night the game was uneventful, in my opinion. I didn't really see anything that really caught my eye last night. Just didn't see it. it wasn't one of those nights to where it kept me glued to the TV. It wasn't like a shootout. So since it wasn't a shootout, I turned it. I think I started watching the B movie, which I never seen it. Sometimes I had to get away from all this. Sometimes I had to get away from business for a minute and just kind of like go back and imagine my youth. So I took the fourth quarter off of Monday Night Football. I apologize, guys, but I did see the rest of the highlights on SportsCenter after the B movie concluded. But I was watching the first three quarters of the game. I just didn't really see. I didn't see that spark with Baker. He was, you know, he did a couple things. I think he hit Higby. I think that's the guy's name, Higby, or something like that. He hit him in the end zone, got a touchdown. Aaron Rodgers seemed to be pretty much consistent with running the ball last night, which it makes sense. You know, cold, it's icy, you know, run the ball. You know, that snow making the ball slick. You know, it makes, you know, someone told me, matter of fact, my number one sports contributor, DC, mentioned on here, you know, a couple weeks ago, people are gearing up to run the ball. Teams are gearing up to run the ball this time of year, not necessarily pass the ball. Ball is wet, slippery, so you got to have a couple good solid running backs. And it seemed like Green Bay last night had a good running game. They had a good running game. I know for a fact I saw them run two in. If I'm correct, I don't want to say for a fact, but if I'm correct, I seen them run two touchdowns in. At the same time, Baker Mayfield shouldn't be totally blamed as far as having a bad performance. He should be looked at as having a bad performance because he threw a pick, but Aaron Rodgers also threw a pick. If I remember right off the top of my head, I think Aaron Rodgers threw a pick before Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield threw his pick in the fourth quarter. I think Aaron Rodgers might have threw one in the second quarter. But both of them had a turnover, if I'm remembering right off the top of my head. But if you'd like to call in and correct me, call in to 515-602-9687. Again, call in to 515-602-9687. If you want to call in and talk about our topic and debate me or correct me on anything that I'm talking about, today's topic is NFL Week 15 Monday Night Football Recap. I also want to apologize to everybody. Yesterday when I put out my topic, I put out Week 14 Recap. But, again, like I said yesterday, it's so much football and so many sports going on. I kind of like lost track of week it was for football. So, with that being said, you know, my apologies on the snafu of that yesterday. But you know, we got it right. This week 15 just wrapped up last night. We're in week 16, and then after that, week 17, and the regular season is over with. Big topics coming across the monitor right now is they're trying to see what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Are they going to start the starting quarterback Jalen Hurts and with this sprained shoulder? Or are they going to bring in Gardner Minshew, former quarterback under Mike Leach, if I'm correct, former quarterback under Mike Leach, rest in peace, Mike Leach, at Washington State, Gardner Minshew with the mustache. He's going to be coming in supposedly in the relief role on Christmas Day to play the Dallas Cowboys. So people are saying has the luster left the game that everybody was waiting on, the Cowboys, the Boys, and the Eagles on Sunday Night Football on Christmas Day. That's not going to be on Christmas Day. That's going to be Saturday night, if I'm correct. It's going to be Saturday night. Saturday night, Christmas Eve, the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. But people are looking at it like, well, the game don't mean as much now. The hype was building up for this game all these weeks, the big rematch at the end of the season. Right at the end of the season with the Eagles and the Cowboys, everybody was hyped up for this game, including myself. I wanted to see what Jalen Hurts could do against Michael Parsons. I wanted to see what Dak Prescott could do against the Philadelphia defense. So the first time they played, they had the backup quarterback. I'll think of his name in a minute. But they had the backup in there, which he didn't play bad to me. They just the Eagles required him to play quarterback, though. They weren't going to allow him to just run around. And I forgot his name. Well, what I'm looking at, though, is I was telling DC, the show's number one sports contributor yesterday. I said, I think it'd be a good idea if they set Jalen Hurts, set the starters down in this game. I said, I don't see no mathematical reason why Jalen Hurts them should even have their starters out there unless they just had to play for home field advantage. But I'm trying to figure out why would they have home field advantage. But I guess because everybody in the NFC East is sort of, you know, at least five or six win teams, I guess they got to continue to play because, you know, mathematically, can somebody even win their division? If they win their division, which I don't see no reason why they wouldn't, they're in the playoffs. Then I guess they're just playing for a number one seeding. But the only team that's close to them as far as the number one seed, let me see here. What we got? The 49ers, the Vikings, and I think the Eagles. I think that's the way it is. 49ers, Vikings, and Eagles. They're somewhere in there like that. But what's crazy is that these teams still have to play because for home field advantage all the way through the playoffs, guess what you're playing for. But, you know, I don't know. I was kind of looking at it like, man, when you just deep in the season, sit your starters down. You don't have, I mean, or else put your backup quarterback in. But now here it is already. The quarterback for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, he's already got a sprained shoulder from playing against the Chicago Bears. So they're talking about sitting him down anyway. So, I mean, what I was thinking happened anyway, it just happened for another reason. It happened because of an injury, not to avoid an injury. So we'll see what happens. I think it's still going to be a great game on Saturday night. I think that Dak Prescott is going to come out there and do what he do. Dak Prescott will come out there and do what he do. And then, even then, I'm thinking, should you play him the whole game? Because Dallas, you're already in the playoffs. You're not, you know, I don't think you need to be trying to play for home field advantage. But, you know, I'm just looking at everything in my mind. I'm like, okay, you got two games left in the season. You've already clinched the playoff spot. You've already clinched. Yeah, you want to play at home, but, you know, is it that deep to put an already injury-prone quarterback out there in a big game like this where they're going to be going head up? I mean, what are they playing for? I think this, to me, is more of a pride game. Both teams are already in the playoffs. So it's sort of like, okay, pickup saying, we got to see if we can win with the backups. That's the way I'm looking at it. Because let's be honest, in football, when you play in the Super Bowl, you usually ain't playing at home. You got to get on the road. I get it. People don't want to travel. People want to be, you know, maybe the budget for the team. Well, hey, win this game, and they ain't got to put you on the plane to send you nowhere. I don't know, but I look at sports in a different way. My mindset is have my players rested, have my players healthy. Both of these teams, Dallas and the Eagles, you're already in the playoffs. You're not really playing for anything but playoff positioning. But is it worth it at the end of the day when you can get a man hurt? I don't know. I mean, cause I feel like if you can beat somebody at home, you can beat them on their field too. What difference does it make? You know, keep it. My thing is when we play, is everybody available? When we play, is everybody available? Because all these, this home field advantage, what's really home field advantage? The referees ain't supposed to call the game in favor of nobody. They're supposed to call the game the way the game's supposed to be called. Yeah, you might have your fan support. You may be playing in a hostile environment. At the end of the day, all I'm saying is this. You know, the game got to be played. Somebody not going to be at home, but the game got to be played. So since the game got to be played, why not have the best available talent there to play? So this is kind of like, in my opinion, a blessing in disguise for the Philadelphia Eagles because they, In my opinion, they didn't need to have Jalen Hurts out there playing on Saturday night. I was telling them, our number one sports contributor, DC from Maryland, this yesterday. I was like, why don't they just sit the starters down? Because they already beat Dallas. They've already beat Dallas. And I feel like the backup with Gardner Minshew, I believe he was a starter in Jacksonville for a while. You know, if I'm remembering correct, he was a starter in Jacksonville for a while until the new quarterback that they got now, Trevor. I can't think of his last name right now, top of my head, but you know who I'm talking about. But the young man out of Clemson, the quarterback out of Clemson, you know, when they drafted him, I think that's when they probably released Gardner Minshew or whatever. He went into free agency or whatever the case may be. But he's now backing up Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, so. You know, I feel like he can tote the load. He has experience as a veteran. I think he can beat Dallas. I think he can play right there with Dak. You know, like some of the media experts are saying about Dak Prescott. Dak is not. He to me is like a B-plus player, like they say on the monitor. I mean, he's a solid B-plus player. I think he's like a Tony Romo. That's the way I look at him. Tony Romo wasn't like, oh, this guy's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he might make the Dallas Ring of Fame, just like Dak Prescott will make the Dallas Ring of Fame. But the thing about it is, neither one of those guys, to me, Tony wasn't explosive. He was solid. Dak is not explosive, but he's solid. They can get wins. They get wins. So. You know, that's the biggest thing. Can the quarterback win? Can he navigate the game? And Dak does about as much as he needs to do. He puts it downfield as much as he can put the ball downfield, and he's effective. And at the same time, he, as they say, he dink and dunk, meaning he throws a lot of balls underneath the coverage and everything, like the underneath the defense. You know, little short passes. You know, throwing the ball to the sticks. Little, like they say, dinking and dacking. He does a lot of that, too. And they got a running game. So I think that the Dallas Cowboys are really just a good all-around team. They're solid on defense, and they're solid on offense. They got a good running game. They got two good backs. They got doggone a good receiving core. You know, so I think – and then like I said, Dak Prescott is – since he came back from injury, he's been playing well. Cooper Rush played well as well, you know, against the Philadelphia Eagles the first time. Cooper Rush played well. I think he got about four wins while Dak was out. So I'm just looking at it like this. You know, Dak Joseph, Hall of Fame type of quarterback. He's not a Patrick Mahomes. He's not a Justin Herbert. He's just Dak. That's the best way to put it. He's just Dak Prescott. And when I say he's just Dak, that means that he just does what he does. He gets the win. He knows how to get the win. Do I blame him this weekend for the loss with the Jaguars? No, I do not. I do not blame him for that. I do not blame him for that loss, because the ball just was deflected off the receiver's arm some kind of way. It was just a deflection off the receiver's arm. So it's no big, there's no knock against that. He didn't lose that game this weekend. He didn't lose that game this weekend. It just was one of those bang-bang situations where they lost. And they said something about somebody should have got a first down. I think Dallas should have got a first down, and they weren't able to get a first down, which gave the ball back with time on the clock to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's fine. You want to say that, that's fine. But things happen in football, people. Things happen in football. And Dak is not the coach. Dak is not the coach. So, I mean, they collectively lost that game. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, got a lot of stuff going on in the NBA as well. Lakers last night got beat by the Suns. So the Suns beat the Lakers 130-104. Suns beat the Lakers 130-104. That's in NBA action. Patrick Beverley hits a too small celebration down 24 points in the third quarter. I guess, you know, that this situation with Patrick Beverley and Chris Paul, you know, are we cool with Beverley's celebration given the score of the game? Are we cool with Beverley's celebration given the score of the game? Well, the way I look at it, I heard this on the monitor. I thought that Patrick Beverly had assaulted Chris Paul again or something like that. I thought it was some kind of assault situation. But looks like he just done a little – he scored on Chris Paul in the game, and they was already down 24 points. And he kind of like looked at Chris Paul and said, "You too small, I just scored on you." But they're looking at it like, why would you be celebrating you already down 24 points? I get it, you know. I don't know why you celebrate either. You're down 24 points. You don't have your big man, Anthony Davis, out there. So you guys are getting smoked. You know, y'all got smoked last night, 130-104. Suns beat the Lakers 130-104. I don't even know why this story is coming across the monitor about Patrick Beverly celebrating against Chris Paul. You know, those who have bad, they got bad blood, the Phoenix and the Lakers situation, you know. Mm-hmm. Because of Chris Paul, you got Nathan Beverly on the Lakers now, which when Beverly was with the Clippers, at the same time, you know, he had problems with Chris Paul. So it just seems to me that Patrick Beverly, no matter who he's playing for, when he come across Chris Paul, he doesn't like him. And it probably has something to do with they're both small guys. Patrick Beverly, he's a dog on defense, and Chris Paul's a dog on offense. So, I mean, I just think that because they're both small, you know, two small type of body frame type of guys, you know, for the NBA, two small guys for the NBA, at least. They're taller than me, but for the NBA, they could be considered small. But I think it's just that Patrick Beverly has found somebody to pick on that's his size. I'll say it like that. You know, if he found somebody his size to pick on. Not to say he won't go against a big guy, because he will too, but I think that he really goes at Chris Paul because, you know, he just got somebody his size to go at. So, yeah. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokes and Bear Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokes and Bear Radio Show. Today's topic is NFL Week 15 Monday Night Football Recap. As we get some scores across the monitor, I'm going to be covering some scores for the rest of the NBA league and league scores, NHL scores, NCAA scores, MLB scores. And one of my I was watching some wrestling last night, WWE. Like I said, we talk about anything on this show that's considered a sport, whether it's a regular sport or sports and entertainment type of situation like the WWE. We talk about that. So last night I was watching a little bit of wrestling, and I seen a woman defeat a man, but I got to go back and do my fact checks. I think this is the first time I ever seen in a professional sports setting on the wrestling, even though it's sports and entertainment scripted, but very entertaining. But I did see a woman actually defeat a man last night. So I got to go and get the – I got to go and make – tomorrow I'm going to let y'all know if that's an actual the truth, what I saw. I got to fact check that before I shout the woman's name out for making a milestone in professional wrestling. But anyway, coming across the monitor right now, the big topics this morning is Jalen Hurts being out against the Eagles. I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts being out for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're possibly going to be starting Gardner Minshew. I was telling my number one sports contributor, DC. And DC, I see you in the queue. I'm coming to you in 1 second. I was telling DC yesterday that I think they should rest the starters in this game for the Eagles. I think they should rest them, because my question was, what do they have to prove mathematically? But the NFC East, with everybody with at least five or six wins in the NFC East, with the Philadelphia Eagles being at the top, I was looking at it like, okay, well, only thing they could be playing for right now is home field advantage through the playoffs, and I hate that scenario because, you know, it's like the teams that are in the NFC are like what that's leading, I think, and DC can correct me here in a minute. It's probably going to be the Vikings, the Eagles, and the 49ers. So I guess the reason why they were trying to play the starters against Dallas was because they're trying to position themselves for home field advantage. They want everybody to run through Philadelphia. Well, I guess that makes sense, but my thing is I just rather have my players healthy. But anyway, DC, I'm about to come to you. What I want to ask you, DC, when you come on is, if you can answer this for me, does this take away the luster? We've been waiting on this game for some weeks now Saturday night, Eagles, Cowboys, the boys and the birds. Does this take away some luster by sitting down Jalen Hurts? And if they're going to sit down Jalen Hurts, should we sit down already injury-prone Dak Prescott? But anyway, sir, I'm going to go ahead and come to you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Let's see. To answer your question, the NFL owns Christmas Eve as the NBA owns Christmas Day. And so because it's a nationally televised game, it's been hyped up for weeks. You know, the Cowboys are, quote, America's team. I don't know what America that is, but they're America's team. They're not going to sit back and anybody else. Jerry Jones actually came out and said, we got a month to right the ship before the playoffs. They're obviously, they clinched, so they're in. So they have that stress is gone, right? The stress of making the playoffs is gone because they've clinched a spot. At this point, it's can we get the division? And with the Eagles, Jalen Hurts being injured, if you're Dallas, this is strike while the iron is hot, right? If you're Dallas, this is an opportunity to possibly take the division from the Eagles, right?
How many games are they behind the Eagles?
So with that being said, I believe they're only two games behind with three games left. So this is huge.
Okay, I get it now. I see now.
You know, this giving you an opportunity. You know, you're looking at Dallas, their schedule, I think they only got the Tennessee and the Redskins coming up again with the Commanders. And that's it. So you're down two games with three games left. Or they're down three games. They're down three games with three games left. So this is huge, right? You're not, if you're Dallas, you're not resting anybody. Everyone's going to play because, remember, if you finish the division, the season tied, then you go to the tiebreakers, right? So you got a chance to pull out the division, right? Let's say the Eagles lose three straight and Dallas win three straight. So both teams will be 13-4. That changes things, right? Right now,
mm-hmm.
both teams got the same divisional record. Both teams are 3-1. So if Dallas wins this game against the Eagles without an injured Jalen Hurts, they could in theory clinch the tiebreaker, and if Philly loses three straight and Dallas wins three straight, Dallas could have the best record.
That's amazing.
I see now
what all this big why they can't sit them now, because you know me, yesterday, like I was telling the listeners this morning before you got in queue, I was telling everybody this morning, I'm like, hey, I mean, I think that both of them should sit down the starters, because Dak Prescott is already injury prone. Go ahead, sit him down and just let Cooper Rush battle it out with Minshew, at least at the quarterback position. Let those two quarterbacks at the same level.
Right, but on a nationally televised game, you want Dak out there, right?
Yeah.
And you want Dak
to
play well, right? And here's the other piece. Let's say that Dallas finishes 13-4, but do not get the number one seed. Let's say Minnesota gets the number one seed, but Dallas is the two seed. Then you still host the playoff game. As of right now, Dallas would be the fifth seed, and they would have to go on the road in the playoffs. So what would you rather have? Would you rather host all the playoff games, or would you rather go on the road for all the playoff games, right? If you're the
fifth seed, the number one wild card
spot, you're going on the road.
I mean, I acknowledged that, too, before you came on. I said it could be two reasons why these teams want it. It could be, number one, I mean, if you don't have to send your team on the road, that saves in the budget for the owner. And number two is if you know, it's revenue for your stadium. And on top of that, you know, but my whole thing is this, though. I'd rather have my guys healthy. I guess that's what my thing is. Because you got to play – you're going to have to play – you know, the Super Bowl is not played at home. That's my thinking. You're going to have to play away from home somewhere, but I get home field advantage and all that. You know, guys ain't got to get on the road. They can rest. They can be around family. So I understand what they're playing for, but it's just my biggest thing is the health concerns. So go ahead.
Right. But, again, you want to get in, and now that you've clinched, now it's about positioning. For example,
yeah. The
Ravens. The Ravens actually can clinch a playoff spot on Saturday against the Atlanta Falcons. All we need to do is beat Atlanta, and we need the Jets, New England, or Miami to lose, and we're in. All right?
So that sounds like y'all going to the playoffs.
Well, pretty much, yeah. Like, but our playoff chances was never really in doubt. Our issue was, because remember, we were the number one team in the division pretty much the whole season. We were either tied for number one or alone in the first place for the entire week until last week, right? So the point is, yeah, we clinch a playoff spot with a win. And, again, even if the Jets lose, if New England lose, or Miami lose, we clinch a spot, right? So we're in, right? But we don't want to be the first wild card team. We don't want to be that 15, right? You want to win the division and host the playoff game at home, you know? And so that's what Dallas wants. So, yeah, they're fighting for the NFC East. And then you're talking about a division right now that's having a good season as a division. The entire NFC East is in the playoff hunt. That's huge, right? So you don't want to just squeak in. You want to kick the door down and make it, you know. So it's just crazy. Even the Chargers. The Chargers can clinch a playoff spot, right? They got to win. They need the Jets, New England, and the Raiders all to lose, and they clinch, right? It's huge. That's huge, right? That conference
record
come back to haunt everybody, right? So, but if the Eagles were to win against Dallas on Saturday, they clinch home field advantage, right? So if you're Dallas, you don't want to give the Eagles home field advantage and the division. Like, the Eagles clinch everything with a win against Dallas. So you're not going to sit your players. It's that much on the line, right?
Then why are you considering sitting down Jalen Hurts and putting in Gardner Minshew? If it's that much on the line, should you just put some ice on his dang old shoulder, give him a cortisone shot, and then tell him to get out there, put your hard hat on, take your lunch pail, and go to work?
Because if you're Philly, even though you could clinch the number one spot and a division and the best record throughout the playoffs, the bottom line is you are in the playoffs, right, if you're Philly, right? If you got to lose your last three games to let Jalen Hurts heal up, it's well worth it, right? Like, it's well worth it if you got to do it, because you know the Eagles are in the playoffs. But what's the chances that they lose three straight, right? Like, as good as their team is and their schedule, they probably won't lose three straight. So even if they lose to the Cowboys Saturday, which I actually kind of hope they do, even if they were to lose to the Cowboys, what's the chances that they would lose three straight without Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, at this point, the Eagles have the Saints and the Giants. And let's just say, because you're a Saints fan, let's just say the Eagles lose against the Cowboys and the Saints, right, which would be nice. For you, it would be ideal. They win that last game, they put the Giants out of the playoffs. Let's say Jalen Hurts comes back, because his elbow is just sore, right? And so let's say you gave him 2 weeks off, and you gave him a cortisone shot, his elbow heals up, he can get out there, and he plays against the Giants, right? And you put the Giants out of the playoffs. and you warm up for the playoff season, it still works out for the Eagles.
But is it anything to I think I heard one of the media experts saying that you got to be careful when you're putting your starting quarterbacks out there, when you're getting around this time of season and you put a starting quarterback out there against a losing team. Like, this would happen with Jalen Hurts. Chicago Bears ain't got nothing to lose. They ain't got nothing to play for. They just out there, right? So you put Jalen Hurts out there. He falls, gets hurt, falls on his shoulder. This is a rough game. You know how Chicago plays. They try their defensive team. They're going to come at you. And now the guy's hurt. Was it even smart for to put him in that kind of game? You know, knowing this big game was coming up with so many implications on it, I feel like your backup, Minshew, could have won that game for you. Am I correct? Am I seeing it right?
Well, you want your starter out there because if the Eagles had won that game, they could have possibly quenched everything right then and there.
Well, right? They did win that game.
Well, yeah, they did. They came back to beat the Chicago. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
You want to keep everybody out there because you want everybody in rhythm. If the ship ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So you want to keep everybody going. So it's not, you know, you still have something to, quote, play for. The only time you rest players is when you don't have anything to, quote, play for, right? Otherwise, you're going to put your best out there. I mean, it's like if I got three pharmacists, one that knows all the drugs and all the formulas by heart, and one that's pretty good, and one that's average. If I got an inspection team coming to inspect my pharmacy, I'm not going to rest my best guy and put in the worst guy.
No doubt.
Introduce.
I mean, it's all football. You know, I mean, it's injuries in football. It's injuries in football. That's the bottom line. And, you know, they just got to figure out a way to weather the storm. But do you think this takes any luster off of the game, though? I mean, with them sitting down, Jalen Hurts, like I was asking, everybody been waiting on this game. If Jalen Hurts doesn't play on the Christmas Eve, are the fans pissed? Are the fans going to lose out on a what could have been a great contest?
It does tarnish the luster of the game, but it's not going to kill most fans because the Eagles still have something to play for. And then on top of that, we know that, you know, Dallas has something to play for, and so does Philly still. The third thing is that there'll be no other game on. Right? I mean, like, that's the other part, right? Like, it's, you know, football owns, you know, like I said, Christmas Eve, and basketball owns Christmas Day. Like, everybody knows Christmas Day is the NBA lineup, which is the thing, which is why a lot of Knicks fans get pissed off when the Knicks lose and get blown out on Christmas Day. It's like y'all pick the day. Everybody in the nation is watching to go out there and lay an egg. And then, yeah, you might win the day after Christmas, but it was only televised on local games. And you might have blew the team out, the same team you could have played. You might have turned around and blew them out, but they beat you on Christmas Day in front of the world, right? Like, it's like the loss. It's like the wrong loss, you know. But what I wanted to – I called into the show to specifically talk about them Lakers.
Oh, God. Well, they got blown out last night. 130-104. What was it, 24-point blowout?
Wait. The funniest statement I've heard all week was, oh, God. I told you, they is a bomb team. It's not because I'm not a LeBron James fan. Now, for the record, I'm not a LeBron James fan. I never have been. I respect LeBron James's ability as a player. Now, that I have went on record and I will continue to go on record to say that. I do respect LeBron James' skill set as a player. I just never liked the guy, okay? Even when he was coming out of high school, I was a fan of Melo over LeBron. But LeBron has proven to be the better pro, and I won't take that from him at all, okay?
Okay.
However, so with all that being said, I'm acknowledging that I do have a slight bias against LeBron, but I acknowledge that he's a great dude in a lot of ways. So note it. But I told you it wouldn't be enough. And even though LeBron is playing like he did 20 years ago, I mean, he's still putting up quality numbers. It's just not enough because the team just isn't that good. They just aren't that good. And
that's
AD
what the media
experts
say.
The AD made a difference, but as you see, AD isn't enough. They're not constructed well for the skill set of the players that they have, and that's why they consistently lose, and that's why they're going to continue to lose. They're just not that good. They're going to have to make some changes in order to save the season. And I see it as addition by subtraction. And that's just it, right?
Do you think that, is it fair to ask a man to go out and drop anywhere from 34 to 40 points a night? And did that contribute to the breakdown of AD's body? I mean, that's what they was really asking him to do, is just go out there and do that every night.
I don't think it's unfair to ask that dude to do that every night, number one. And number two, as much money as that dude get paid, there's no excuse that he don't do that every night. And number three, the problem is dude is just brittle. He is built like peanut butter, like peanut brittle. I'm sorry. Remember, I don't know if you remember peanut brittle when we were little. You had to crack it, but it could be broken, and it was delicious. And that's how AD is. He's delicious like peanut brittle, right? Because you just can't eat one piece of peanut brittle and not eat no more. This dude is delicious like peanut brittle. You take a bite of him and you like, man, this guy got talent, and you're gonna want more of it, right? But he's also fragile like peanut brittle, right? This dude just can't. He just can't do it, right? And this dude is made of glass. He is always injured. And I'm going to tell you why he's always injured. It's because he don't take care of his body. What I mean is this dude, like, you think about the real athletes that have longevity in any sport. Tom Brady, Ray Lewis, Kobe, Jordan. Those guys change their eating habits. They change as their bodies age. They changed with it. AD does not do that, right? You know, you can't be 30 and play like and live like you're 20 and think that your body's going to respond. You have to change with your body. Tracy McGrady talked about how he slept a lot. I caught an interview with Tracy McGrady. They said, what were people? He said, man, I take naps all the time. I sleep all the time because my body needs that rest. I can't function at that high level without resting. He's like, so you'll see me nap all the time, right? That's what his body needed. I'm saying that's where AD go wrong. You can't be out in the club still drinking and partying and, you know, and not hitting the gym and not doing, you know, if you know you get a lot of hamstring and ligament injuries, you're going to have to start doing things like Pilates and water exercises, water aerobics. You know, you got to kind of do those things to keep your body going, to strengthen those areas of your body. Dude's not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing that he has to put up that many points, and then LeBron James has to turn right back around and put up another 33 or so along with him, and then you ask him Westbrook to still put up 20. So that's like 40, 30, 20 from those three every time they get on the court. And it just seems like to me that If those three got to do it, then where are the guys on the bench? Where are the role players at? So, you know, you might be right on the
right
team is constructed.
If you need 3 stars, let's do the math. You need 3 stars to give you 30 points. That's 90 points from 3 people. Just to win the game, 120 to 117, which means the other 12 guys on the roster combined to give you 30 points, right? Which tells you you got a bunch of bums. But the reason you got all those bums is because you're paying all those guys all the money. And so who do you give the rest of the money to? Right? So that's what I said. The problem is they're poorly constructed. In order for them to get better, they're going to have to get rid of somebody, right? Because you can't take a guy that's making $30 million a year and put him on the bench, right? You can't do that. Like, I respect Tom Thibodeau not playing Fournier, right? He's not even playing Evan Fournier. Like, even when there's a blowout game, he doesn't put Fournier in the game. Why? Because if you put Fournier in the game during a blowout, you're insulting him by saying, I'm gonna let you play during garbage time. He's just not playing him, right, out of respect for his talent and his position, right? And so I at least respect that. Don't play him.
We'll send him
and
home.
He's not going to play meaningful minutes. Right? Well, the thing is you need him on a team because you're one injury away from him playing, right? If Grimes got hurt again, then you're going to need him, right? If Grimes and R.J. Barrett got hurt, you know, you're going to need to play Fournier. Right, and so that's why you don't send them home. But you don't need to play them in garbage time out of respect for his talent, right? So that's what I'm saying, and that's what Westbrook was arguing. Don't treat me like trash and kick me out of the lineup and not play me and all this. So they found a different role for him. But I'm saying, in order for the Lakers to get better, they're going to get rid of some of them bums in the lineup because they got some bums, right? They got a team full of bums, but they had to because they felt like we got these stars and these stars are going to carry us, but they're not. Anthony Davis is too brittle to rely on, you know.
LeBron James is too old. Westbrook, I guess you could argue the same thing. He didn't got a little long in the tooth as well. So, I mean, they just, you know, they got to get young. Like I was saying earlier, you know, it's all about bigger, faster, stronger, younger. Segueing back to last night's Monday Night Football game, Packers defeated the Rams 24-12. They're saying is Green Bay keeping their hopes alive? I mean, it was some scenario they threw out there. Is Green Bay going to the playoffs, or is this just a bunch of wishing? You know what I'm saying? What are they thinking over there? They need help from all over the place. Is the Pack going to the playoffs?
No, they're not. But while they aren't going to the playoffs, they're not mathematically eliminated. They do need help, but it's realistic that they can make it, and I'm going to tell you why. Ahead of them is Detroit and Seattle. Seattle's struggling. And while Detroit's playing well, Seattle's struggling, and the Commanders are struggling. And so it's plausible that if Green Bay keep winning, that they could get in. But
they can't beat Detroit. They can't beat Detroit, though.
Well, they can't. But if they were, they're in. Now their next game is against Miami, and that is a do or die game for them. If Green Bay beat Miami, they got a chance. If they lose to Miami, they're done, right? And they got Miami on Christmas Day, that Sunday. If they lose to the Dolphins, it's over, right? They got an outside chance if they do, right? The game against the Lions might come down to the playoffs, but because they got the Lions for the last game of the season. But I'll tell you that I don't see them making it. They got it together too late. They got it.
So they're trying to get
in
at 8-8.
Yeah, well, 9-8. But yeah, they're done. that when they lost five straight, when they lost those five straight games, that was it for them. You know, they killed their season then, right? We know what they can do because they came back and beat the Cowboys, and they looked so great in that game against the Cowboys. But they're not going to do it. They're not.
I don't think so either. You know, how do you think Baker Mayfield played last night? I mean, he did throw a pick in, I think, the fourth quarter. I turned it at that point because I felt like, well, this is going to be the beginning of the end. And then, but I didn't blame him for the pick. I mean, I don't want to say he played a bad game just for the pick he threw, because Aaron Rodgers also threw a pick earlier in the game, so they both had turnovers. But I just think that Baker Mayfield coming in for this team so late in the season, it's only so much he can do. And then on top of that, I mean, hell, what is he doing? Pretty much just letting Stafford rest, and he's just basically running the team as like a favor, like on Teflon or something. What do you think about his situation? Is he going to be in L.A. next year, or is Stafford going to still be there?
I think they both are going to be there. Baker Mayfield is going to be the backup. And I think he realizes now that if he wants a career in the NFL, it has to be as a backup. There are a lot of people that believe that Baker Mayfield didn't get a fair shake with all the organizations he played for. However, in the end, he can't be a locker room distraction. And so I think this is his last hurrah, and I think he recognizes it. Because believe it or not,
I mean, He's talking real
right,
professional.
Right. He has no choice because he asked to be released from Carolina because the same week, you had two starting quarterbacks go down, and Baker Mayfield said, wow, if I want to get an opportunity to get on the field, I need to do that, so let me go, right? And so Carolina said, sure, we'll cut you. Yeah, absolutely. And they did, right?
Well, he said the reason why he asked to be cut was because they wanted to make him the third-string quarterback, and he was like, I'm not playing third.
Right, because he knew once you're buried at that's my point. He knew once you're buried at the bottom of the depth chart for a team that's not going nowhere in a market that's not positive, you're done. Your career's over. So he said, "Let me release me, and that way I can be if somebody needs somebody, they can take a chance on me and bring me in for a workout, and I might be able to get a job somewhere else where I can get back on the field." Right. And that's what I'm saying. So he did the right move. But he recognizes he's at the end of his career. He's not going to be a starter anymore. He's going to be a backup. He's going to be a Fitzpatrick. Right? He's going to be a Doug Flutie. Right? That's what he's going to be. And, you know, so he's going to sit back and be behind Matthew Stafford. And just, you know, would learn all the plays in the system and take a chance.
Tom Brady and the Cardinals Sunday night, Christmas night. What's the outcome?
Tampa Bay
Tom
will
Brady
win.
Against Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Tampa Bay will win, but they're done. If they do hold on to win the South, they'll be one and done. Rather they play the Eagles or the Cowboys or whoever ends up being that fifth seed, which right now will probably be the Cowboys, unless the Eagles lose three straight and the Cowboys win three straight. Otherwise, it'll be the Cowboys. So they're not going to beat the Cowboys in the first round of the playoffs, but they'll be one and done. And Tom Brady will most likely retire after this.
It's so sad to think, but I feel like he'll try to come back one more year, man. I really feel like he's just that guy that's going to try to come back one more year. You're literally going to have to say no. Somebody's going to have to step up and say, Tommy, no, it's over. Go sit down, go have a great career, or whatever the case may be. Because, you know, you got guys out there like that. Everybody's not a Drew Brees who's smart and just says, you know what, man? This is done. This is over. Tom is one of those guys. He got to be in the locker room, it seems like to me. He's got to be around the guys. I mean, what do you say to that?
No, I agree. I just don't. Unfortunately, I don't see Tom Brady being good anymore. I mean, Father Time is caught up with him. And can he still make throws? Absolutely. Come on, man. You've been playing this game for 20 years. You know the plays. You know where to place the ball. He still has the arm strength. But he's not going to be the same guy. If you're Tampa Bay, you're going to have to let him go and draft his replacement. Even if he does come back and play next year, they are clearly drafting his replacement in the draft this year. I'd also make a case to try to get Love from Green Bay. Because you need a young quarterback with some experience and in case Brady go down. The cool part about Love is while he hasn't played a lot because he's behind Aaron Rodgers, he's not new to the NFL. So at least if you picked up him, you got a young guy who is not new to the lights, you know what I mean? And you can give him a test ride, and then if he doesn't do well, no harm, no foul, because you drafted Tom Brady's replacement anyway.
Yeah, because he came in and done real good against the Eagles in that one game for Green Bay, right?
Yep.
But see, the thing about it is, even in that situation, there's another old man that don't want to retire, Aaron Rodgers. He ain't too far for Brady. He ain't too far for Father Time. You know, I don't even know if he even loved the game like Brady, but for whatever reason, he's still playing. I think he's just playing for a chip. I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is playing for. What do you say?
I agree. I definitely think that's the case at this point. I feel like, can I win one more before I go? I've gotten all the money I've gotten. I'm a sure Hall of Famer, right? Because I think the four MVP awards gets Aaron Rodgers the Hall of Fame over the one ring. Joe Flacco has one ring. So I think, what gets Aaron Rodgers the Hall of Fame is the four MVPs. So I feel like the four MVPs is the big deal that gets him in. So at this point, he's just playing to try to win the title before it's all over.
Man, real quick before I let you get up out of here, going back to NBA, Christmas Day, you guys got the 76ers. You guys have been known to lay an egg on Christmas Day. Are y'all gonna lay an egg this time?
I don't think so. I think we're going to win. Now, I'll tell you, the litmus test will be tonight. We got Golden State tonight on TNT without Steph Curry. So we should be the favorite going in. We're playing Golden State at home. They blew us out when we last played them. So if you got any pride about yourself, here's a chance to get a W. And so if we continue to play well tonight, then we got a chance to
minus five.
To be a tune-up against Philly. But before I go, I wanted to talk about one thing, and that is, as I mentioned, my Ravens still have a chance to clinch the playoffs this week. But there was an issue with the offense coordinator. When the Ravens came home from Cleveland, there were signs posted all up and down their practice facility to fire Greg Roman. Somebody just went over there posted signs all over the place, fire this dude. And on the local end, there's a lot of conversation about John Harbaugh staying married to Greg Roman. And the overwhelming conversation in Baltimore amongst the locals is, if you want to tie your hitch to this dude, your wagon to this dude, then y'all better win or you both gone at the end of the season. And a lot of people feel like,
that,
you know.
I was going to say, if they do that, then bring in Rex Ryan.
Well, or someone else. But the argument is, no one's a fan of – everyone's like, okay, Harbaugh, we like you. But if you don't make these changes, then we don't want you either. And I think that that is a – I know the owner pays attention to that. I will never forget when I saw the end-of-the-year press conference with the owner with Brian Billick and Ozzie Newsome. The owner came out and said, listen, he said, I don't interfere with the team during the season. He said that because I realized in the NFL real quickly that things can change from week to week, play to play. He said, so I just ride the highs and lows of the season and wait to evaluate it at the end. He says, but what I do is when I'm at the home games and I'm in the box, I listen to the people in the box with me, in the owner's box, and I listen to the fans. And if I hear constant themes, that hips me to, hey, maybe this is an issue. He said, now, I want you guys to know, he said, I went in the locker room and interviewed the players about whether we should keep Brian Billick or not. And he said, a lot of players was like, no, I think you should go, and for various reasons. He said, I took their advice and listened. He said, then I went and listened to Ozzie Newsome, and Ozzie Newsome told me his thoughts on the coach, and Ozzie Newsome also told me his thoughts on him. He said that I was going to fire both Ozzie Newsome and Brian Billick. He said, I was going to get rid of both
right.
of them.
Yeah.
He said, but Ozzie Newsome told me why he should keep his job. And then he told me how he was going to tighten up on Billick, and if Billick didn't make the changes, he was going to let Billick go. He said, so I'm sitting here today telling you the reason why they're both, one is on my left and one is on my right, is because they both told me why that they deserve to stay one more year, which told me right then and there, dude has got all the power and he knows what's going on. So I say that to say he's not going to want to continue to listen to the fans, the media, the, you know, talk about, well, if Harbaugh is going to be married to Greg Roman, then he's got to go too and let that go. Because as an owner, his job is, and he said it, he said, I want the best product on the field. He said, I recognize we might lose games because of the officials, because of a player dropping a ball or some fluky piece. He said, I'm not worried about that. He said, but I want the best product on the field. And if there's a reason why we're not doing that, then I'm going to let these guys go. And so I feel like Harbaugh is in trouble. I feel like Harbaugh is going to try to correct Greg Roman. I do think the Ravens are going to play well on Saturday to help you out as a Saints fan. But in the end, if they don't do well in the playoffs, if Harbaugh tells the owner, I want to keep Greg Roman, then the owner's going to say, well, then you got to go too. So. I just want to throw it out there.
Yeah. Y'all got more problems. Y'all got more problems with the quarterback versus the coaches staff, though.
Well, the problem is you know, we arguably got the best backup quarterback in the league. So you can't say our problem at quarterback is our problem. Our problem is the play calling. That game we lost because of play calling. There's no reason we should have lost that game. But the thing is, it's not a one-time thing. The problem is the Ravens been having problems for a while, but there's been other reasons for things. And I think that that's what the owner is going to see is, okay, I gotta do better. But I'm going to let the coaches do what they do. So I just want to go on record saying that now. I just want to go on record right now saying what I said so that it's recorded. And that way we'll see how this works out after the holidays. And I will come back I will come back. I want you to bring your buddy JB on here, too. I want JB to talk about the Knicks after this holiday weekend, right? And I know JB is probably listening somewhere. So I want him to come back, and I want to have this conversation again post-holidays.
So we'll see if I can dig him up out the mud. I've been trying to get him, but he's been tied up with he has a charitable cause he do out there in Detroit. So I gotta get him out on a good day when he ain't tied up with that. I think Christmas he passes out pajamas and stuff to the children in Detroit. So it's he's big on that. He was on the news the other day out there. So once he gets that cleared up after the holidays, we'll get him back on air.
Yeah. I appreciate that. All right, my brother, I'm going to let you get back to your show. I just wanted to call in right quick and tease you about them Lakers.
I appreciate it. We'll get back with you after the holiday.
All right, my brother.
All right, bye-bye. Yes, those are, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers of Bit Radio Show. That was our number one sports contributor, D.C., calling in, talking all things New York Knicks, Baltimore Ravens, all things NBA, NFL. So he had to call in and talk about the Los Angeles Lakers dropping one last night. I believe it was 130-104 to the Phoenix Suns. Big topics about that is Pat Bev and Chris Paul, their feud. You know, they're not really a feud, more like Pat Bev just don't like Chris Paul for whatever reason. And like I said, it looks like to me that he just found somebody his size to pick on a consistent basis in the league, because they're both right about the same size. One's good on offense, one's good on defense. But and that's not to say that either one of them don't have an offensive or a defensive game. Just like Chris Paul is known as the point god, not point guard, point little G-O-D, point god. And Pat Bev is known for his doggish defense. He'll just doggy on defense. So, you know, those two about the same size. Whoever Pat Bev is playing for, when he's playing against Chris Paul, you know, it's subject to be something to pop off. And it's sort of like was that way, I think, with Russell Westbrook. But he's on Russell Westbrook's team right now, so they don't have any issues. But I remember back in the day when Russell was with the Thunder and Pat Bev was with the Houston Rockets, I think he was the cause of Russell Westbrook fracturing his knee or something. Something happened, and, you know, he had to shut it down for the rest of the season. I was upset about that. But, you know, that's the way Pat Bev plays. He plays like that. So, anyway, that's the big story with the Lakers and the Suns. The Suns beat the Lakers last night 130-104, if I'm correct. I think it was 130-104 or 130-106, something like that. It was a 24-26 point blowout. And the big thing is Pat Bev, you know, done a little celebration being down 24 points, saying that, you know, done the too small celebration, talking about Chris Paul too small to guard. Chris Paul is too small to guard him. And he's catching a lot of flack from the media experts saying, well, why is he, you know, trying to make fun of Chris Paul and y'all losing by 24 points late in the game. So I guess they got a point, but at the same time, I look at it like this here. Who cares? Who cares? I don't even think this whole story is even media worthy. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to take a minute real quick before I close the show out. The Late Night Dog is a little under the weather today. And I got some things I got to do. And so I'm going to have to get off here a little bit early today. I don't mean to clock out. I came in to work late, but I got to clock out early. Came in a little late, got to clock out a little early. Not a good day for the Late Night Dog. And I appreciate my man DC calling in from Maryland to kind of like, you know, give his take on everything, because he gave me a minute to get through the show because I haven't been feeling great today. But I'm here. I'm at work. I always try to show up for my listeners, my global audience. I always try to, you know, put it in, you know, kick it in gear and get to work, because I know my global listeners want to hear me. They want to hear what I got to say about the topics that are coming across the media. But across the monitor right now, they're talking about this injury with Jalen Hurts as well. You know, it's supposed to be a big game on Christmas Eve between the Eagles and the Cowboys, and now it's been tarnished just a little bit because they're going to the Eagles are going to sit down Jalen Hurts because of a shoulder sprain that he received playing against the Chicago Bears this past weekend. So they're going to sit him down. Gardner Minshew is expected to start in his place. And so it'll be Gardner Minshew at the helm against Dak Prescott. So we'll see what happens with that one. But anyway, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Bear Radio Show broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST in Chula Vista, California. The guest call-in line is 515-602-9687. Guest call-in line is 515-602-9687 if you want to call in and debate the host or correct the host on anything that he says. Our topic for today was NFL Week 15 Monday Night Football Recap. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most in front of a live global audience. Topics covered but not limited to will be Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, L.A. Rams. We talked about all that. Other topics covered will be scores and action from the NBA, NHL, NCAA men's and women's sports, and Major League Baseball signings. We didn't really get into all of that. There, for whatever reason, across my monitor, I wasn't getting a whole lot of results on scores unless I was too busy talking to you guys and couldn't see it. But if I can get some scores in here before the show is over with, I will. If not, we'll work on that tomorrow. That's why I need a news desk editor. For everybody out there listening, I need a news desk, a news director on the show to basically call out scores and everything like that as they pop up on the monitor, do the research, call out the scores and everything like that. And at the same time, if you're trying to start a career in sports or sports and entertainment, you know, this is a good opportunity because all my shows are recorded through Blog Talk Radio. You can come on and do the news and talk a little bit about sports with me and also fill in for me when I'm not feeling well like today. Like today I can go ahead and go and take care of myself and go and take care of some other things, and I could have my news desk person running the show for the last 30 minutes, you know. So this is a great opportunity. I've been, you know, advertising it that I need a news desk person, and I also need a audio director, meaning I'm trying to get some jazz tracks and some hip-hop beats to play on the show. So, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to basically give an opportunity to some different people that are just trying to build their career in broadcasting. If you'd like to come on the show and do an interview, if you are an underground hip-hop artist or producer, it's $100 to come on the show and do a 30-minute interview, and we'll keep your music in rotation, your hip-hop beats, jazz beats, or whatever. We'll keep them all in rotation for 30 days. If you got hip-hop and R&B music, as long as it's clean radio-edited version, because this is a family show, we like to make everything clean and radio edited, make it family friendly and everything like that. So, you know, just make sure if you got actual songs, make sure they're of a good taste, not a late night taste, nothing sexually explicit, just, you know, feel good music, and we'll play it and we'll keep it in rotation for 30 days. And that's $100 for to keep the music in rotation for 30 days and give you a 30-minute interview to let everybody know what you're dealing with as you're trying to, you know, make it in the music business. A lot of people don't know that I also was an A&R for many years for the music industry. Managed a lot of artists, did a lot of shows, done a lot of things, met a lot of people. So with that being said, that's what we have for the underground hip-hop, R&B artists and producers. Also for professional sports free agents, whatever sport you play, if you are a free agent, meaning not currently signed to a big league situation, whatever sport you play, you don't have the endorsements, you don't have the sponsorship, you don't have the management or whatever, you're not, you know, able to get to the highest level of the sport you love. This is a football talk show, so I use a lot of football analogies, but we welcome all sports, all athletes from all sports. If you're just trying to get some exposure to get you an endorsement deal, sponsorship, a great management company, great agent, you can come on the show and tell everybody your story on your journey to try to achieve your dreams. one big thing we do on this show is because this is a football talk show, we try to help professional football street free agents move forward in their career. So if you're a professional football street free agent currently and you graduated school last year in 2022 and you're still waiting on your professional football opportunity, you're welcome to come in to the show. And it's $100 to do a 30-minute interview, and we'll feature your highlights in the show details and everything on my radio page. And people can click on your link, and they can see your highlights, and then they can listen in on your interview. And the interview is recorded. You can take the episode and send it out to different coaches and everybody that might be in your network, and just like I do, because I send all these episodes out. If I have an opportunity for you, I send the episode to the coaches so they can listen in at whatever mark I tell them to listen into, because I time code all the episodes now. I make sure that when you come on air, and that's usually 15 minutes into the first hour or 15 minutes into the second hour, so all they have to do is fast forward to the 15-minute mark of either hour and listen to your radio interview to help you get a job in professional football or professional basketball or professional baseball, whatever the sport may be. These episodes can be sent out to help you attain a start in professional sports. So anyway, with that being said, if you, I want to also invite any advertisers, any small business people out there, if you have a product that you want to advertise on, that you want to advertise on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, DM me at Ferran Sports. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, all together at Ferran Sports on Twitter. DM me and say, hey, I'd like to advertise my product or my service or whatever on your show. And it's going to be $200 for 30 days worth of advertisement, $200 for 30 days of advertisement. So you'll pay the $200. You can send me an MP3 voiceover commercial, or you can send me a script to read, however you want to do it. Send me like about 15-second script or voiceover, 15-second sound on tape, so I can play it on the show or else read it. You know, 15-second sound on tape, and I'll do that for you. Do your advertisement, and I'll run that advertisement a couple times an hour. Maybe, you know, we'll work on the duration. It'll probably be like every 20 minutes. I'll say the advertisement every 20 minutes. So that's pretty much two times. That's about, you know, four times during the show. So if I did it, let's just say I did it every 30 minutes, that'll make it better. But every 30 minutes, I'll do the advertisement. That'll give you four advertisements per show. And this show has right now we at 543 streams and downloads, and you know, globally, 543 streams and downloads globally. So if you're a small business owner, you'd like to come on here and promote your product and everything like that, definitely contact me at Ferran Sports on Twitter, and we'll get you going. So, but before I go ahead and close this show out, is that if you're a football street free agent, like I said, I'm looking for guys that were 2022 NFL camp hopefuls and currently NFL 2023 camp hopefuls, meaning guys that guys that played their last collegiate game for this season, looking to go into NFL camp 2023, and guys from last year that were looking to get into NFL camp 2022 and still sitting at home without a job. I'm informing you that Fan Control Football is where I'm sending all my guys right now. You can go to at Fan Control Sports on Twitter, at Fan Control Sports on Twitter, and get more information about everything that they're doing. But they have a big workout for football on January the 8th. Big workout for football on January the 8th. I have my contacts in the front office. I have my contacts in the front office where I can just go ahead and get that film and send it in and let them know that you're going to be coming so they can go ahead and give you a discounted rate to attend or whatever the case may be, and also for them to have your film and have you on their radar before you even get there. So it's a possibility that, you know, if they like you enough. They may just flat out offer you a contract. Some of you, and more than likely most of you, are going to have to go out there and work out in Atlanta. It's an Atlanta workout, Atlanta, Georgia, January the 8th. Also, for you basketball street free agents, Fan Control Sports is starting their Fan Control Hoops League for Fan Control Basketball. So they got a workout on January the 7th, also in Atlanta. So if you're a basketball street free agent, you can get at me as well to submit your film and everything like that to my people in the front office for the Fan Controlled Sports Basketball opportunity for Fan Controlled Hoops. They're doing a workout in Atlanta, Georgia on January the 7th. And again, they're doing a football workout for football street free agents on January the 8th. So those are 2 days you put on your calendar, whether you play basketball or football, January 7th, January 8th. So you can go back and listen to this show and get the details that I just said. And you can also DM me at Ferand Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-A-N-D, at capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferand Sports on Twitter if you want to know more about Fan Control Sports workouts if you play football and basketball. Coming up in early January, basketball January 7th, football January 8th. With that being said, this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Stogies and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The call-in line of Stogies and Beer is 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687, to call in and talk to the host or debate the host about anything sports related coming across the monitor. Today's topic was NFL Week 15 Monday Night Football Recap. The host with the Bay Professional Armchair Quarterbacks will go on the sport they love the most in front of a live global audience. Topics covered but not limited to will be Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, and the LA Rams. We talked about that. So we had our man, our good friend of the show, DC, out of Maryland, called in talking about everything Baltimore Ravens, New York Knicks, and everything NBA and NFL as well. We had a great show today. Thanks for everybody that tuned in and listened. I want to encourage everybody to go and get your flu shots, COVID booster shot. I got mine 2 weeks ago, or about a week ago. And at the same time, make sure that you keep your hand sanitizer on you, keep your face mask on you so you can wear it in crowded areas. Keep your hand sanitizer so you can keep your hands washed due to monkeypox. It's still out there, I believe. I want to encourage everybody to be light, not darkness. Be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. Remember, there is only one race. That's the human race. Again, remember, there is only one race. That's the human race. We're all the same. We're all one people. Pray for the people in Ukraine that this war stops. I believe we just recently shipped off a load of missiles and weapons and stuff over there so they can defend themselves against Russia. Pray for the Russian troops that don't want to be fighting this war, that don't want to be drafted to fight this war. Pray for them too, because basically those people are all the same people over there just killing themselves. So pray that war over there ends before Christmas Day. We'll pray for that war to end before Christmas Day. And I believe in the power of prayer for the simple fact that we pray that Brittany Griner will be home before Christmas Day, and Brittany Griner is now home. Speaking of which, she is planning on going and playing professional basketball again this season for the WNBA Phoenix Mercury. She is going to be playing. She is planning to play this season of coming up in 2023. So that's a good thing. That's a blessing. So anyway, with all that being said, this has been the Stogies and Beer Radio. So I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Everybody have a great day out there. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. And we're going to go ahead on the set black and fade all. Have a great day. Set black, fade all.